I've yet to see an idea where if you keep not talking through these things and hashing it out, that if you have a flare up or a fight or whatever 6 months down the road, all you're going to think about is all the times you've bitten your tongue or held back and be like, well, I have a list here. Let me pull out my ledger. You see, on December 3rd, I did this, and on January 5th, I did that.
All right, here we are with an upgraded version of Uncommon Podcast. We are testing out some new microphones.
You see the old ones right here?
Old, right there. That's old last year. These, hodgepodge, right? A little bougie. So this week, we're talking about why staying out of the way is killing your leadership. Mm-hmm. And so what guys are usually trying to say with that is, I just let my wife kind of take the lead on some things. Mm-hmm. One, she does the day-to-day things maybe, or she's just, it's a little more peace in the house mm-hmm. when she's in control of maybe the calendar or the to-do list or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that usually does is it removes you from a situation, and sometimes too much.
Yeah.
And so how do you handle, I don't know, not so much like the chores, but how do you divide up like your schedule and your give and take on the, you know, making decisions?
I feel like it's kind of like basis to basis a little bit. I know, you know, when we first got married, me and Heather, there was that first part of like, all right, well, you've done some things for yourself over the past, you know, 4 years in college. I've right. done things this way kind of thing. And so there was a little bit of like, oh, okay. So we need to kind of figure out what our new kind of stride is going to be. I do think there's some non-negotiables, right? Like being the spiritual head of the household, mm-hmm. like making sure that, you know, we're in our word, in the word, and just prayer and that kind of thing. That falls to me to be the head kind of thing.
Sure.
Finances have kind of fallen to me. I think I just was more inclined to that, which is yeah. funny with her degree in accounting. But it's probably like, I got my degree in it. I don't want to talk about it kind of thing.
A little loose with my money, but I want to manage yours.
Right. So, I mean, I think it depends on individual people. I know that one of the big things that I've seen over the years of some guys who now have, you know, fathers now, they have kids. Mm. Interesting how some relationships where maybe the man is super passive even before kids, yeah. and then a kid enters the picture, and it's like, oh, okay, so how are you going to handle discipline or yeah. raising up a child if you're not the one leading that charge? Because we always talk about the running joke about, well, I'm going to have my wife handle all the emotional conversations, or that's her wheelhouse, because I don't want to do that because it makes me feel uncomfy. Because sure. I think some of this falls in a couple different categories, but laziness is a really big one, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to deal with that. I got enough. I'm already making the money for the household, being the breadwinner. That's enough. I don't want to have to do the emotional work or the spiritual work for the household. Mm. Or sometimes like, hey, I'm just not equipped for that, and I think I'm going to hand that off to someone else. And, you know, if you hand it off to someone else, or even, and we're talking about like the idea of like your wife taking it over, but what if you're both ill-equipped or don't want to do it and someone else picks it up? Someone's going to teach your child emotionally, spiritually, whatever, if you're not there to lead the charge.
Yeah, it's the worst case scenario when, like, say, both of you are loose with money, or mm-hmm. both of you are not, like, a clean freak, or mm-hmm. whatever the thing is, right? That you're both, like, neck deep in, like, you know, unwashed, you know, laundry. You're like, I wish somebody would come in here and clean up.
I could probably turn my underwear inside one more time.
Right, I got another week in me. Yeah, so mom is of the variety. Obviously, she's really particular mm-hmm. about a lot of stuff, but she'll be the first one to say, I want to be in charge, but I don't want to be the leader. It's like, well, you can't do that.
Right.
That comes with you sitting in the back seat of a car with a really long steering wheel thing. You want to drive from the back seat. And so she has struggled with that a little bit, and I think she's made a little bit of ground, especially with things like recently, we were trying to look into getting part of our fence replaced. Mm-hmm. She has opinions. Oh, she's got opinions about that fence.
Yeah.
she doesn't want to take and be part of talking to people or in charge of that. She's like, you know what? I trust that you'll make the right decision to do whatever we need to do. I'm like, yes, I'll take care of that.
Right.
So I think she is starting to embrace that. And then there's things that I go to her for. She's great with research. The way the thing usually works was she would do research. She could not click the button to buy whatever that thing was. Literally, looking at a digital camera like 30 years ago. And she'd done all the research, and she's like, can you come over here and press this button? It was on eBay. So, are you kidding me? So I'm like, click, really? So everybody has their things, right? Mm-hmm. So the Adam problem, right? The redefining biblical passivity, not as a harmless lack of aggression, but as a dangerous retreat.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Adam was put in charge of the garden to work and keep it before God created Eve. Go look it up. Adam was charged to keep that garden before Adam was created, or Eve was created. And so there's peacekeeping and there's peacemaking, right? Unpacking how staying quiet to avoid an argument creates a kind of a just a shallow relationship.
Right. It's not working together towards a goal. It's I will just back down to make this easier on the household.
I'll bite my tongue, even though I think that there's some things to be done here differently or whatever.
Which usually results in resentment. I mean,
right.
I've yet to see an idea where if you keep not talking through these things and hashing it out, that if you have a flare-up or a fight or whatever 6 months down the road, all you're going to think about is all the times you've bitten your tongue or held back and be like, well, I have a list here. Let me pull out my ledger. You see, on December 3rd, I did this. And on January 5th, I did that. And so I think it's disingenuous to your wife if you're going to be like, hey, I'm going to be so passive about it. And just for the ease of the household, I want to make, you know, whatever you want, honey. You want to paint the roof red? Let's paint the roof red. Like, there's, you know, certain things that don't matter, right? Like putting silverware in this drawer versus that drawer. But then there's other things like, hey, no. We need to be going to church, or hey, we need to be reading our word. We need to be, you know, showing a good example for our kids in these areas. Because, you know, like Adam example, Adam was standing right there next to Eve.
Yeah.
Wasn't like Adam was like, oh, where's Eve at? I wonder where. I hope she's not getting in trouble. Like, he was standing right there watching that whole exchange.
Right.
And instead of being the leader in that scenario and saying no, the Lord told us not to do that, he goes, well, she must know what she did. Yeah, I'll take some of that too.
I get it. Eve was naked, but still, you know, Adam, you know, you could have intervened. So stepping into the gap, a practical ways to initiate a spiritual leadership, like praying out loud, driving the family devotions without needing to combat or get into arguments type thing. And so every Saturday we've been doing kind of a study or a devotion for the last, I don't know, month or two kind of thing. And we just pick something that might be something we're going through, or we can just kind of see up ahead, changes are coming. You know, like, oh boy, I mom hates change. I tend to embrace change a lot more because I associate it with growth. I don't think anybody likes bad change.
No.
Like, you know, guess what? I'll burn your house down tomorrow. You okay with that? Not
change.
Really.
Change.
We'll sign. Change. No, I'm not down with that. But, you know, like, so we're in the digital marketing industry, our day jobs, and AI is all about us. I mean, I can't think of a day that we have not spoke about AI in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And so that change scares mom. That change, it excites me because of what it is, just that there's times when I do feel a little bit, just a touch, overwhelmed, only in the sense of you watch 10 videos and you get 10 different points of view of what I should do.
Sure.
Like, well, I've tried going everywhere all at once. It's very painful. So I like to avoid that. So our action step with this would be lead out of one major family decision or logistical problem this week. So find something that you're both dealing with. I know you got some family health issues going on. And then I think for us, it's just been some stuff around the house. We're kind of like getting some things done that we've kind of put off, or even some medical stuff for mom. You know, so those type things that tend to be like, well, should we, shouldn't we, kind of thing. Let's pray about it and let's seek God's will and then move forward. And so that would be something we could all kind of implement this week to see if that make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I think it also is just good to kind of have kind of an audit of, you know, the household, right? Of like looking at where are you leading, and if you're not leading anywhere, find out, well, what's holding you back? What am I scared of? What I should be doing, kind of thing, and kind of make one of those steps, because, you know, it's the simple stuff at the end of the day, right? It's the, you know, hey, we're gonna read the kids Noah and the Ark Bible book, whatever, tonight, or hey, we're gonna make sure that we're there on Wednesday night service, or hey, I wanna make sure that the kids understand that, you know, that I'm gonna present myself a certain way when we go out and about and talk to people, kind of thing. That. Yeah. You know, everything communicates to your children, to those around you, but with family and the household, it's seeing you lead. If they don't see that you're leading well or leading with, you know, the Bible and the gospel at the foundation of what you're doing, then you need to revisit of, okay, if I'm not teaching them that, what am I teaching it? And then having a real conversation with them that say, okay, I've been bad about this. I want to express that and move forward with this in mind.
And I think, you know, when we get caught in our own little bubble and we are, you know, making strides or, you know, like stumbling through something, but when you run across someone who is in the throes of that, many times we can see that and say, oh, well, why don't you do this? Or whatever kind of thing, you know, turn it to Mr. Fix-It. But we can't see that in ourselves. And so it's good to have someone... accountability, your spouse, a mentor, your friends. I mean, just talk through that kind of stuff, because we, mom, makes mountains out of molehills, right, as they say. And so it tends to stack for her. And then pretty soon everything's a number one, and it's difficult to work through that. So on our website at uncommon.org, you'll see there's a ton of content around, you know, just mental communication, leadership. It's uncommon.org, and you'll see that's a ton of content from a blog standpoint, as well as devotions and originals and master classes and that kind of stuff. You'll see a membership there as well to get access to this content that can be beneficial. I was talking to someone today that was a client that totally has made a life change. And all of a sudden, this became like a life ring. Like, oh my goodness, I needed to hear this right now. You know, so, you know, we all need this at different times of our, I want to say life, but really it's our day. Sometimes we need that in our day. So be sure to check us out at uncommon.org. And which one of our sponsors are we thinking this week?
Oh, we're thinking Page Progressive.
Page Progressive.
They've been with us from pretty much the beginning. Just helping us with all our hosting, getting the content out for you guys. So make sure you check them out. And if you want to be a sponsor of Uncommon, you can check us out on the website. Sponsor us that way, or even just doing donations, or even doing the membership. All the money we get from the membership goes right back into the ministry to help create more content and do these podcasts, get these super cool microphones. The ones
and the hand gestures are free.
Yeah.
All the new hand gestures you'll see from us, all brand new, free of charge. They come bonus.
Yeah, so just if you feel led, check that out. We have two options, monthly and a yearly. Gives access to the entire library, but there are a lot of free stuff on the website too. So you can try out the free stuff first, and then check out the membership. You totally can do that. So
excellent. Well, thank you for joining us today. And Joshua, hit him with it.
If you're going to be something, be uncommon.